Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at a Little Rock, but also those joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. I want to thank our first guest this hour, author T.S. Weatherspoon, for making her first appearance on our program. The next guest we have up is actually making his first appearance on the program, but not because he wanted to. Yesterday, we were supposed to have Gutter Man on the program. We had some technical issues on our side, but he was gracious enough to reschedule with us, so we're able to finish off the week with him today. He's here to talk to us a little bit about his love of music and also to introduce his new single, Going Nuts. Gutter Man, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, how you doing, Cyrus? How you doing? It's a pleasure.
All right, man. Well, look, the pleasure is all ours. And again, I apologize about yesterday. You know, when you're dealing with technology, things happen. But I appreciate you rescheduling with us so quickly. We're going to be listening to the single Going Nuts here in a moment. We'll talk about how it came about. But when you look at what you've been able to do, and I've been kind of been able to follow you since you and I connected on Facebook, you know, about, you know, not only the way that you go about your music, but the passion you have for it. What has it been like for you, Gutter Man, to see people not only seeing the hard work that you're putting in, but you seeing that hard work paying off?
Oh, yeah, it's like I say, it don't come overnight, but like I say, it's really a blessing from God, because really what's keeping me going is Him, because He put a lot of challenges in my life to see how bad, because that's why I try to tell a lot of people, you got to be careful what you ask for, because He can put challenges in your life. It can be good or bad, but it's on you. See how to determine, you know what I'm saying, you want, how bad you want it, you know.
Right.
Like I say, you know, I just came to a point of myself, I didn't care about what nobody else said or nobody think, because I feel like, you know, it's time, because music is all about moving and it's all about expressing yourself. It's all about feeling the culture, because really that's where it came from, Mississippi, from our slaves, you know, And you know, like I say with my kids, like I say, everything that happened to me is a story from God.
Gotcha.
And I, you know what I'm saying? Well, what I do is I just chirp and chirp, because I want the world. I'm not just focused just here at home, because it's a big world out there. So really, I'm just living God's story, you know. And I just put my time and my persistence in it, and not worrying about when it's gonna happen, because sometimes you gotta have a story to even tell the people, you know, because you just can't go out here and just think you can just do it overnight, because it's going to be rainy days, it's going to be snow days, it's going to be sunny days. But it's on you to stay determined and just brand your name yourself, because nobody ain't going to brand it just like you. So I think as of an independent person, because I'm not just looking for somebody to give me a handout. I'm willing to work. If I had to take work and dedication, I would do it, you know what I'm saying? If you had to do it by yourself, because it's hard to get, like, nine people focused on one thing, being there on time, but you got to be the mastermind to it, you know?
Right. You know what? You bring up some really good points, Gutter Man. I'm going to come back to what you said about the hometown angle, because I think a lot of times we get focused on being the star of where we're from. But you're right; the world is so much bigger. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. So, when did you realize that God had given you this story? I think for you to call it that is an interesting thing to look at it. That God has given you a story. So, when did you realize that?
To be honest with you, I realized it this summer. Because he put a lot of challenge in my life. The people that was there, they wasn't there anymore. But like I say, I looked at it, but I know it was going to have to take me to overcome it, because you the only one that see this dream.
Right.
So it's on you, because it's just like we have this next generation that's coming up. We got to lead by an example. We don't want to lead our children all about just thinking everything is negative, because we need more doctors, we need more lawyers, we might have a future president, another black president, you know.
Right.
It's on us to motivate them. I mean, just by the lives that we live, to teach them, to let them know that life out here is really reality. So you can't get mad at nobody. You really have to just focus on yourself. And if this is a dream that you see by yourself, you got to keep going forward, because if you're constantly digging in the past, you will never see your future.
Right. Really good point there, man. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Gutterman. He's talking with us a little bit about the beginnings. He called really the music that he created, it's God's story that he's sharing. And it's because of what he's been through. He was saying to us that, you know, he's now, you know, being able to realize that he does have a story to share, just, you know, not just in his own area where he lives. Both of us are from Mississippi, but, I mean, for the entire world, something to share. And one way that you've been able to share with the world, Gutterman, is through the Internet. The Internet, I think, has kind of brought the world to all of us. And it's really, you know, what I try to tell people a lot of times, and I'm curious as to what you think, the Internet really has given us the vehicle, but it's still up to us to drive it right. You know, a lot of people are on there, you know, just doing things that really make no sense to me. But you have been very purposeful in the ways you've been using, like Facebook, sharing your music, Twitter, doing that. Why is it so important for you to, you know, to use those tools that are available to you, free tools, I should say, to be able to help spread your music to people outside of Mississippi?
Okay, because like you say, like with Facebook, it's a worldwide brand. It's just not, I'm not just talking to people in the U.S. I'm talking to people that's cross seas. It's a lot of people. The Internet, it's so easy that you can touch a lot of people because that's what everybody is on. So if that was everybody is on, this is where, because it's the name of the game, is to keep your name out. If you don't keep your name out, who else will?
Right.
You can't worry about, like, with the DJ, you can't worry about nobody but yourself. Because once you start focusing on everybody else and you is in your own circle and you see that freeway is just straight ahead shot, that you can go faster than you can, but it takes time and persistence. You got to constantly give it to the people, even though they don't look at it, even though if they don't hear it, but they're going to see it so much where they're going to have, because I have people came to me was like, man, your timeline is full of stuff, because it's like with me, I try to give people motivation thoughts of, like, right. If somebody going through some sort of relationship, at the same time showing them I'm an artist, but I'm an artist of feelings. I can feel what you go through. So it's on me to motivate the people and catch people's attention of my music, of by showing myself being, you know, civilized, I'm intelligent, and not looking at it as a bad image.
Gotcha. You know, we're gonna talk about image here in a moment, and you mentioned, of course, being a father. I wanna talk about that and what you hope your children are able to take from your example. Let's talk about the reward, though, for a minute, Gutterman. I mean, when you get up on that stage, as someone who's not a recording artist, I can't even imagine what this is like. But when you feel that energy when you're up on stage, does that make it all worthwhile, all the challenges, all the struggle? When you're up there performing and giving an audience a show, does that make everything else worth it?
I mean, I promise you, it feel better than your first kiss. Because you was allowed of attention where you can just give your message out. It's no matter if it's dancing or it's a life story, it's a picture that you is painting. You know, like I was telling you before, I try to catch people on their feelings and let them know that it's going to be all right. You just got to realize what's around you. If you feel like if it's negative around you, you know what I'm saying, you got to delete yourself. It's just like, okay, like it's like half of my classmates, for example. It's just like I haven't seen them since graduation, but it's just like when the older people and the teachers and the coaches was telling us that it was real life out here. But see, when you young, you really weren't thinking nothing about that.
Right.
So like, because, you know, I know there's a lot of people went through the same thing I done went through. But sometimes I don't just like just go really dead and in detail. I really give a good energy of a song. So that'll uplift a person like, well, man, okay, just making a move, make just feel, the joyness and feel the spirit, you know?
Right.
And because, you know, you got a lot of people today, they don't paint perfect pictures. They just make the thrill of it. But like with me, music is my life. So any stage of your life, I'm going to touch you.
Right.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, so I think that's a great segue then to Going Nuts, because, you know, when I first heard the single, you know, one thing, I think it's perfect for the club, you know, for the club scene.
Mm-hmm.
But I think also it's one of those, I guess, what people call crunk songs. I mean, it really will get you hyped. Yeah, talk to us a little bit about Going Nuts and how it came about.
Going Nuts, okay, it was just like I was back up here in Memphis one day. You know, I was with my buddies, Lael the Paperboy, Tootie G, Deezy G. And, you know, we were just going around one day, just words just slipped out with Tootie G was just like, he was like, man, we going nuts in the club today. And I said, well, you know what, that's a catching word. You know what I'm saying? Because when people do go in the club and when, you know, they feel relaxed and they're enjoying themselves, and they might be to a point when this music come on that they get bucked. You know what I'm saying? They dancing. And I feel like we're going nuts, it's going to relate to them. It's just like you can have a hard day at work and you just tired, but it's just something about this song is going to catch your, that little ounce of energy that you do have inside you. Because it's a song that's going to make you move. Like,
right.
Going Nuts, it's very catching. Like I say, it was a catching word. I heard my buddy was talking about it. So I just made a song about it.
Yeah.
And then I said, and everything about the song is what goes down in the club.
Right.
So I just try to give a detail on what I do in the club and, you know, what me and my buddies do, you know, and that's the picture of Going Nuts. It's
yeah.
just really for the club and just try to get everybody to dance to it.
Right. So do you see part of the story that you've been given, Gutter Man, do you see part of that story being making people feel good? I mean, there's enough out there to bring us down. Do you see part of the story you have is to make people see another side of life and actually enjoy life?
I promise you, it's just like with my tweets and my Facebook, like I say, if it ain't about music, it's going to be just a feeling that's going to hit me. And I'll just type a status about it, and it'd be so crazy. It'd be like 20 to 30 people that was feeling like that. So by me letting them know, okay, you know, it might be rough right now, but it ain't going to always be like that. You know, it's only temporary. It's only how you make it, you know, because it ain't nobody in this world going to give you nothing. So,
right.
Like, with me, I'm just going to shoot the real with you. I'm not going to sit here and just sugarcoat it and try to paint a fancy life, because the life that I live, it wasn't always good, but I never let that got me down as a person. I really let that build me as a motivation, because like I say, I was a man for a long time. My father had died when I was about 16, 17, at the point that I didn't need him in my life. You know, he wasn't there, so I had to teach myself how to be a man. I had a little brother. You know, I had a little brother I had to always keep an eye on, and I always kept my mentality older than what I am, you know. So
right.
So that's why I say it, kids, like you were speaking about the kids, I have two beautiful kids, a son and a daughter. They both 3 years old. Like I said, that was a story too. But you know, I'm thankful God for putting them kids in my life, because if it wasn't for them, this is really who I'm mainly doing this for. Just to make sure I have a better life for them, so they don't have to go to school and go buy, you know, get student loans and stuff like that. I can be able to afford to pay for that,
right?
Because I just want them to have a better life than what I had.
Right.
So,
well, you know what? I think there's a lot of knowledge in that, Gutter Man, that people can, that men, I think, all over the world can kind of take up for. I mean, that it's not about you. You know, when you get to that place, when you're a father, I mean, it's about your seed. And I think that's a great thing. Again, for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to our Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Gutter Man. He was gracious enough to reschedule with us after we had some technical issues yesterday. We've been really talking about a lot. We've been talking about not only his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love with the world. Also, the story that God has given him, how he's been able to share that story and also to inspire people along the way. We talked about how he's been able to use social media in one way to be able to share that through Facebook and Twitter, but also through his music as well, being able to share with people a message to kind of help them get out of the funk that they might be in and kind of look at life a little bit differently. And he was just talking about there about why he does this, and that's for his children. And the way that they inspire him. You know, I'm going to ask you at the end of the broadcast, Gutter Man, you know, what advice you have for other recording artists out there, because I know there are people who are watching you and what you are doing, and, you know, and they're saying, you know what, if this guy has been able to rise above what he's been through, I'm going to be able to do the same thing. What we're going to do, though, is take a break. When we come back, we'll pick up the conversation there. All right, Gutter Man?
Okay.
All right, again, you're listening to Conversations Live. Here is Going Nuts by Gutter Man. We'll be right back. Make sure you stay with us.
This your boy got a mouth.
Just being knowledge of the hard work that I've been doing for the last couple of years.
Right. Right. So when you are talking to other artists that are coming through the ranks, because now that you have been able to do your music the way so many want to do their own, what do you tell them? What do you tell these up-and-coming artists about the drive, about the passion, and about staying true to themselves in the process?
Exactly. Don't try to be like nobody else. Be yourself. If they can't accept you, somebody else will. Don't never let nobody tell you what you can't do. Because there's a lot of guys came from the street, came from nothing, and all of a sudden it turned to something. It's
right.
All about believing. If you do not believe, it will not work. But if you're around a crew, and if they don't believe in the stuff, if they don't believe in putting that hard work, if they don't believe in just sometimes you just can't sleep, you gotta take sacrifices. You know, if they can't do that, you know what I'm saying? They're your comrade. You need some confidants that's in your circle. There's somebody that have unconditional love and believe in your work more than you do. Put
right.
yourself in the right circle. That's really what I tell the artists. You know, just stay, just keep your faith. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you stay prayed up, because it's going to be situations in life he's going to put in just to see how bad you really want to be there. But if you know it ain't for you, you just waste your money. This ain't the field you need to be in. just being real. Just being real. Because you're taking away from the person that really can give a person a story and can understand it. And get, because, you know, because, like, by us coming from Mississippi, a lot of people just don't want to acknowledge, but we have very talented people here. But
right.
I feel like I tell, and another thing I tell the artists is, network with all the artists. I don't care if you don't like their music. Holler at them. You know, just build a big old team where, when they come to Mississippi, you know, we all stand with each other, and not everybody trying to get to that number one spot. We all got to work
right.
with each other. We can't just go out here and just try to work, because it's just like with me being on the net game, I network with a lot of more out-of-town artists than I do this in the local area. But see, but
right.
I got love for everybody that's doing the music and that's doing well with their music. But we got to stand up together as a Mississippi movement and show people that this is how we do here, just like how Atlanta did, how Texas did. We got to formulate a team and quit trying to criticize the next person. Help that person. This world that we living in is all about giving. You know,
right.
I know a lot of people, you know, I don't expect a handout. That's why I work myself. That's why I do everything myself. So anybody talking about this and that, this and that, but I'd rather focus on myself first. You got to study yourself first.
Right.
You can't, before you even try to go out here and do this, because it is a fast life, and that life can suck you in. You really have to be more mature than acting like you about 18 years old, and then you wonder why your bank account's broke because you never paid attention to the industry.
Right.
So,
exactly.
So I'm real sorry. Just be guided with the people that do believe in you and take in the older people that's ahead of you. Take the game from them. Just learn from where they came from, because they seen where you trying to go. You know,
exactly.
That's why I have a good relationship with my. I'm blessed to have my great-great-grandma, because she put me on a lot of games about life, and that's how I overcome a lot of obstacles in my life. Because listen to that old people. So you got a lot of people, they don't listen to old people no more, man. You know what I'm
right.
saying? They think they know everything. But
true.
where I came from, you know, you couldn't even sit in the living room with a whole bunch of grown folks. You know how your grandma sit there and look at you and just give you that look like, okay. You know, and take direct criticism. Don't get somebody tell you they don't like your music. Don't sit there and get mad about it. You know, just focus on that one thing. Just focus on that one thing. And I'm really giving out a lot of game to the artists if y'all is listening.
Right.
I mean, real talk, focus on your game plan. Draw your game plan out. Get around a team that's trying to go up and not down, and not just trying to do stuff around, because it's a big world out here. And hopefully one day, you know what I'm saying, it's just like I was touched, you know what I'm saying, how people from out in the Philippines and Korea, they hit me up on Facebook and they asking me all these questions about life. And, you know, and I try to give them the best advice that I can. You know,
right.
you got to motivate your people. Once you motivate your people, that's when you create a fan base. when you motivate them. You're not, and it's just not about, and it's not just about just me out here on stage dangling. It's anything you do, it got to be for a reason. Know what you're getting yourself into.
Really good advice, man. Again, recording artist Gutterman. The single is going nuts. That's a new single that's out right now. Gutterman, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and also how they can get other music from you.
Okay. Well, like I say, I'm on Facebook.com, Gutterman601. I'm on Twitter.com, Gutterman601. If you want to check out my videos on YouTube, it's YouTube.com, 601 Gutterman. You can email me at Gutterman601@gmail.com, or you can go on my website, Gutterman601.web.com. Let me see. Is it like I say, if you want my personal number or features or bookings, just email me at that on my email. And you know, I'm a businessman. I'm just willing to work with everybody else. You know, I'm always open to everybody.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
For example, like how I just stay consistent on posting stuff on Facebook, Twitter, email blasts, because you never know what day that, you know what I'm saying, they might just really hit it. But
right.
You know what I'm saying, but you got to be dedicated. You can't just sit around thinking somebody gonna give you something. It ain't nobody here gonna give you nothing. First, they ain't gonna respect you. But you got to earn for that respect. And just like I said, they see Gutterman posting, they see the videos, they see all that. But you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I say, they don't call me, but it's cool. But I'm going to just work even harder. I'm going to build a foundation that's even bigger. So like I say, that's why I open my arms up to all the DJs in Jackson. You know, if you listen to this radio station, just make sure, you know, hit me on the Gmail, and I'll shoot the single to you. I'm just trying to get this music for people can vibe, because this is Mississippi. Mississippi need to be in Mississippi as well, but, you know, I know we got to take it to another state and, you know, and do it everybody else, but you got to lock home down first, because you can go out here and you can network with a DJ from Dallas. The first thing they'll ask you is, like, well, how your plays is at home. And the first thing they be stuck, yeah, they, but these people will really call. If they like you, they're going to really call you.
Right.
They really gonna call to see, but you know, it's just like, hey, oh yeah, my bad. I want to shout out to DJ Finesse for having my single on his Cha Cha Radio mix at 10:30 to 11 o'clock on 99 Jams. You know, like I just try to get it on that rotation, you know, and just I'm gonna just grind hard, keep God first, you know.
Exactly. Well, again, they can find you everywhere, really, with Gutterman 601, and that's GUTTAMANE.
Yeah,
exactly.
So
they can find you there on Facebook, Twitter, and then at 601 Gutterman on YouTube is where they can find you there as well. Gutterman, I really appreciate you coming by, man. A lot of great information you shared. Appreciate that, and continued blessings to you, man.
Oh, yeah, same to you, Cyrus. Bless you, man. Bless you.
All right, man. I appreciate you coming by. Again, if you missed any part of my conversation with Gutterman, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 3 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. If you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's available already on both of those places. You can hear the replay and actually download it completely for free by going to that link there, my Facebook page, or our Twitter page, and be able to share it with your friends there as well using the social app buttons. That's going to do it for us for this hour. I'll be back with you guys on Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern for the next edition of Conversations Live. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.